Hi folks, my name is Sydney and welcome to Guilt of Existence, a podcast geared toward finding peace on our dying planet. Today, we're going to talk about a topic that is certainly a bit sad. Roadkill. For those of us who care about animals, maybe a little more than others, it's always going to be something that bothers us, but I'm hoping to give you a few tips in today's episode to help you maybe find a little bit of peace. Wildlife and critters of all sorts have always had a special place in my heart. To me, there is something just so pure about them because there's no such thing as a bad animal. They're trying to survive just like the rest of us, and they deserve respect. There's no question to it. Many of the quote issues, unquote, that animals cause are really the fault of humans anyway, so it really bothers me when people act like animals are the nuisance. When I was younger, I thought my compassion for animals was a weakness. I was worried that people wouldn't take me as seriously because I was someone who shed a few tears when I saw a critter on the road who had passed away. I was definitely considered a sensitive child. This is kind of unrelated, but I will never forget when I was in, it was first grade, I remember, and I was extremely, extremely shy. We happened to be drawing the life cycles of frogs that day, and oh my goodness, I hadn't finished drawing the tadpole stage before the teacher had moved on to the next part of the cycle. And this stressed me out a little bit, and I started quietly crying to myself, and this teacher came over to me, and she scolded me for being upset in front of the entire classroom. She said, and these were her exact words, "Do first graders cry?" And I shook my head no, but I mean, obviously in hindsight, I realized that it's perfectly normal for first graders and anyone to cry, and that teacher was just a miserable woman who had no business being in an elementary school. But yeah, anyways, I guess the point that I was trying to make is that I was shamed in a lot of different situations for showing emotions, but as I've gotten older, I'm learning to embrace the power of empathy, especially when it comes to wildlife. It really breaks my heart to see something hit on the road, and I'm sure many of you can relate to that. It is just a very, very unpleasant experience, and I don't know why I do this exactly, but I can never seem to look away when I see a dead animal on the road, and I know that's weird. I don't like doing it, but I feel like I have to acknowledge it as a sign of respect. That is not my first tip for you. I don't know. It's just something I do. But with that being said, I think everything deserves to be treated with respect, even in death, which brings me to my first and probably the most difficult tip that I have for feeling less bad about roadkill. If it's safe to do so, you can move it off the road to prevent it from becoming further pulverized. This can also help prevent further casualties, and this is because other animals that feed on carrion will likely be drawn to that free meal. So by moving that body off the road, you're providing a safer environment for that scavenger to make use of the body in that animal that had passed away. Now, unfortunately, it could be kind of gross, so you probably don't want to use your bare hands to do this. I mentioned in my last episode that I keep a shovel in my car to scooch snapping turtles across the road without them biting me, but it turns out that this shovel can also be used to move other things. So if you need yet another reason to put a shovel in your car, here it is, my friend. But regardless of how you do it, if you are able to move that critter off the road, it might be something that can bring you a little bit of peace, knowing that you gave them one final act of respect. Now, if you're not ready to do that, or if the situation isn't safe for you to move that critter off the road, something else I find myself doing is just acknowledging the animal, and I just kind of hold a place for it in my heart. Regardless of your religious affiliation or lack thereof, to me, there is something kind of sobering about just taking a few moments to think about the animal that had passed away. Usually I find myself saying a few words as I continue my drive, and those words are a variation or a combination of as follows. I'm so sorry, you didn't deserve this, and I hope that the suffering you experienced in this life is made worth it by whatever comes next for you. be at peace. You are welcome to use that if you'd like, or you can come up with a better one on your own or something that aligns with your values and your feelings. But there's just something about it that makes me feel even the tiniest bit better. When I see something dead on the road, it also makes me want to be a better driver. Sometimes these incidents are unavoidable. I know that. I recognize that. But I also know that so many of them could have been prevented if folks were just paying attention. If you find yourself driving distracted, reel it back in, dude. Stay off the phone. These animals don't know that crossing the road is dangerous. They don't know better. We do. Also, this one is certainly not intentional, as is distracted driving, but it is very easy for us to just kind of go on autopilot when we're driving, especially when it's part of our routine, we've got some music playing, and in reality, that is very scary for our safety and the safety of others. Really, really try to pull yourself out of that daze that we tend to get into and be actively scanning the road. That way, you're more likely to see if an animal is approaching. I'm not trying to have an holier-than-thou attitude here. I'm guilty of this as well. And I know it might sound obvious to a lot of people, but I think that we can all use a little bit of a reminder to actively pay attention when we're driving. We're just so used to it and don't realize how dangerous driving can be for both us and other animals. Another big recommendation, and something that has helped me avoid hitting many animals on numerous occasions, is to simply slow down. It really, really bothers me to see people just flying, because I know there's no way they'd be able to slow down in time if something decided to cross the road. I used to get so nervous when some speed demon was right on my tail, especially at nighttime, but I no longer speed up for these people. I've gotten very comfortable with people passing me, and that's totally okay because I feel like that I'm better able to react if an animal decided to jump out of a ditch if I'm going at a safe speed. You can't control the actions of animals or other people, but you can control your own actions, so you gotta do what is safe, and you have to do what is right. Slow down, drive carefully, my friends. Something else to consider is donating money or supplies to a wildlife rehabilitator. These are the people who do their damnedest to save the critters who weren't killed on impact. They're good people with extremely difficult jobs, so consider helping them in any way that you can. Something else you can do is volunteer. Now, of course, we all want to volunteer and hang out with the cute animals and whatnot, but let's be real, that is more for us than it is for them. What could actually make a big difference is volunteering with their emergency phone lines or becoming a transporter. I don't know what is specifically available in other states, but Pennsylvania has Wildlife in Need, or WIN, which is a volunteer network that helps capture and transport injured, sick, or orphaned wildlife. Similarly to rehabilitators, unfortunately, sometimes they can't take in certain species, but a lot of them, they can. And all of these people are absolute saints, but I'm sure they could use some more hands. So seriously, give it some thought. Ask around, do some research to figure out what you need to do in order to help these organizations. Now, if you are an unfortunate soul who is currently dealing with the grief after hitting an animal, I'm really sorry, dude. While there are steps that we can take to try to prevent these accidents, sometimes they truly are unavoidable. If you're like me, though, that doesn't make your heart hurt any less. I'm here to tell you that while it's so very sad to have happened, your compassion and empathy in this moment is a powerful, powerful thing, and it is nothing you should ever be ashamed of. Feel your feelings, my friend. It is an upsetting thing, and you are absolutely allowed to be upset. While it hurts now, let your empathy guide you towards actions that will help wildlife and our planet moving forward. Unfortunately, we can't change what's been done, but we can still decide to be better for the future. Folks, that is it for today's episode. Thank you so much for being here. Until next time.